Paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? We are on our way to the biggest Louisiana food and music festival outside of Louisiana. Michael Arnone's Crawfish Festival, happening at the Sussex County Fairgrounds all weekend. And we're going to visit with one of the hottest funky street beat bands in Jersey that do a lot of New Orleans stuff and are going to be stars up there this weekend at the Crawfish Festival. The name of the band is the Ocean Avenue Stompers, named after Ocean Avenue in Asbury Park. But they've played for us several times. He came up with Billy Walton. Ian Gray is the leader, producer, and songwriter, great trombone player. He'll be our second guest on the show today as we talk about this awesome funk festival, July 1st on the Atlantic City Boardwalk at Kennedy Plaza. We will really blow it up. We have a triple banger that night, and we're going to talk about it. The headliner is an amazingly hot international blues rocker, originally from Poland by way of Amsterdam, L.A., Nashville, Anna Popovic and her Fantastafunk big band. Howard Isaacson, guest star. Ocean Avenue Stompers is also a part of that huge funk fest. And with them, they will have one of the hottest guitar players, one of the most popular guitar players in New Jersey. They line up to see these kids. Dogs in a pile, and I shouldn't call them kids, that's disrespectful, but they are kids. They are, this guy is a great, great guitar player. So I can call him a kid because I also call him an unbelievably great. I love the way this young man plays the guitar, and his name is Brian Murray, and he's one of the two lead guitarists in Dogs in a Pile, which are absolutely one of the best new bands on the scene of the last 10 years. And we've got their incredible lead guitarist, Brian Murray, as a guest star with Ian Gray and the Ocean Avenue Stompers and Anna Popovic and Fantastafunk. July 1st, it'll be the second concert on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. We'll talk about other concerts when we get to the music, but right now we're going to go to the food. Last year was the first year we were lucky enough to have Chef Mohammed at the Jersey Gumbo Cook-Off, and he brings his unique, exotic niche on cuisine. No one in South Jersey does what this guy does. He is an absolute brilliant chef who is so into all the Mediterranean flavors, the melange of the Egyptian and the Mediterranean and the Italian and the seafood and, wow, the lamb, this and the sauces. And the beautiful thing about it is it's signature gourmet food from a signature chef at very reasonable prices. Huge portions, really good values. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday every week. The Golden Pyramid right there, just west of Route 50 on the Black Horse Pike. Welcome to the show, Mohammed. We love you.
Thank you, Colin, so much. Thank you for everything. I appreciate you a lot.
Well, we appreciate how wonderful the food is. I had such a great, great meal. I had the steak and lobster tail. And the lobster tail, the way you get that, the taste, I'm telling you, you can go pay a lot of money in a lot of places, and that lobster tail is not the way Mohammed knows how to get it right. And the steak and all the beautiful accompaniments, the soups, but right away you give people these exotic appetizers. Let's start with that.
Yeah, that's baba ganoush, full medemis, and hummus. That's baba ganoush is eggplant mixed with a whole bunch of spice and a very minty wise. And the full medemis is a fava bean is made from cumin to keep the gas away, and also the taste of the tahini in it, and olive oil. That's and the hummus is...
Mohammed? That one yeah. You just said, that's the spicy one? Because one of them will really set you off with spice.
Baba ganoush. That's the eggplant right. dip. Yeah, you have a long heart in it and mint, so it balances each other a little bit.
And the one with the mint flavor is the tahini?
The mint flavor of baba ganoush, the one with the cumin, is a full medemis. And the other one is a hummus, a chickpeas with a tahini sauce.
Right, for the Italians out there, he's talking about chichi. And in Spanish, of course, they say garbanzo beans.
Garbanzo,
of course, everyone knows hummus now because chickpeas are such a good source of protein. As a vegan style. Let's talk a little bit about, the menu is huge. The seafoods, the sauces. When you make the stuffed flounder, you make is it a champagne sauce you make with that, Mohammed, your signature?
No, it's a basic, it's similar like Newberg sauce, but it's not. It's a saffron in it, saffron juice. And I make I got lobster and shrimp shell, and I make a stock, like a Bernese. Yeah. And after I combine up the Newberg with the saffron and the stock of the lobster and the shrimp, so it come up to like a pink color. And I finish it up with a little bit of coconut juice. So you take the flavor a little bit, get mild flavor with little... thing in it, and tastes delicious with all the seafood.
Yeah, well, the crab meat, the flounder. My wife loved your crab cakes. Huge. You want to see a couple of big, beautiful crab cakes? And this sauce. This is what I'm talking about when I say signature dining. You go into Mohammed, and he gives you two of the most beautiful, crispy crab cakes, and you can get a gourmet sauce like that with it, and a full and if you want, you can get a full meal. And his soups are so great. And you make gumbo regularly too over there, don't you?
Yes, I make gumbo soup. Chicken gumbo soup is very much people love it. I use I get the okra, the dry okra, and I powder. I make it like a powder, and I add it to the sauce. Get it thickness itself. So that's the secret a little bit.
Right. Wow. Let's talk about some of the things that people... You have a lot of big combination dishes, and people love that. You combine seafood with lamb. You do... I used to always get steak pizzaiola. Your steak pizzaiola is so good, I never wanted to order anything else. Tell us about that.
Once in a while, you order the fried Diablo, the big pot.
Right. That is, he makes some of the best seafood fried Diablo and some of the best seafood paella.
Paella, people love this.
Let's talk about the steak abiteoga.
Yeah. The steak or which one? The other day?
The pizzaiola.
Oh, pizzaiola is incredible. Yeah. I made like a cacciatore sauce, but I add marsala in it to take, and I spice it up just right. I put a pesto in it, sweet basil, oregano, and I put a garlic, and I cook it really good with a celery, with a onion, green pepper, mushrooms, and I reduce it down so the taste to the flavor. And I, of course, my marinara sauce, I make it. I'll be honest, some Italian guy told me this marinara sauce. That's why it stand up really strong with every item I serve. So I use the marinara for fried Diablo. I use it for the pizzaiola. And I use it for a lot of items because it's very, very flavory. And I reduced this down, and I put it. I grilled the steak, and after I put this on all the ingredients on the top, and I got 5 kinds of cheese, and I put it right on the top of it, and I bake it up, and the flavor go right in when you bake it. You know,
that's the problem. I want to come over there and eat that right now. We'll be out next weekend, Mohammed. We'll be out. We're going to bring some people out. I'll let you know what night works for us next weekend. And I know all my friends want to go. Kenny Jaeger always is talking about when are we going to get out to the Golden Pyramid. And
you have an awesome group of people, Carmen. Really good group of people follow you up. You're really awesome with this. And you bring the place a little good business there. I appreciate this a lot, you know?
We love it. So, the paella, is that a Spanish style?
Yes, I got a Spanish style. I was in Spain one time, and actually Madrid, and I saw the guy make it in front of me, but the way I do it have to be commercial style, and a faster, because in Italy, he say, it takes so long. So I reduce it down to 25 minutes. So I made the saffron rice on the side, and I cook all my flavor seafood with onion and garlic and the flavor, and I throw a touch of marinara there. And after I finish it up with a very smoked sweet paprika, and and the paprika is the one really has to go with the mushroom. I mean, with the shrimp, scallop, salmon, mussel, clam, chicken, and all the stuff. The flavor will suck it in with the paprika, and I add a little tomato, and I reduce it down. And after I add the rice, and I stir it in, and I bake it in the oven for 10 minutes.
Wow.
So all the flavor will gather together and then come up nice and burn it from the bottom, and the flavor concentrate there, and the people love it.
Of course, we love it. Are you kidding me?
It's a big meal, you know? It's a big meal.
It is a big meal. It's hard to, it's really hard to choose between the paella and the steak a pizzaiola and that fabulous seafood fra Diablo. That, if you like seafood and you want a beautiful seafood fra Diablo, which means in Italian of the devil, fra Diablo.
Diablo,
yeah. You want to try this. But also your Egyptian flavors and the lamb. Let's talk about that. All of this diversified but exotic cuisine that you do, it's amazing that you're able to do so many things in such a big menu. But tell us a little bit about your Egyptian specialties and some of the other things you think,
the lamb, I have a variety of lamb. One is a lamb, rack of lamb, and it's 8 of them. I cook in perfecto on a grill, and I season it up. I rub it up with a rosemary, thyme, or you want a pesto. So I have both. And another one I have is a kofta. It's a ground lamb and ground beef mix with a whole bunch of herb, like parsley, 7 spice, a little garlic, and I skewer this. I put it on a grill. And another lamb I have is lamb stew. I get the lamb, I clear it down, and I cut it cube, and I season it up, and I put it on a grill. So we cook it on a grill, and I add my sauce too, and I bake it in the oven. That's lamb stew. And
that's fantastic. Let me interrupt you. That is fantastic. Yeah. that dish, you just, I, as you're describing it, I'm remembering it. And then, of course, you also do the shish kebab, right?
Yeah, the shish kebab is very famous. We grill everything with the shish kebab, and you can come in any, you know, any you want it, medium, medium rare, whatever you like. But everything is made to order, and the shish kebab is one of the popular. And I have a shish kebab with Egyptian flounder or stuffed flounder. That's called Vince Scott. And another one is a shish kebab with, a shish kebab is really excellent with any flavor you want.
Yes. And you put that into a combo so you can have some seafood and shish kebab, right? You have a combo like that, right?
Yeah, you can have the Egyptian flounder or a stuffed flounder with the shish kebab, because it's a combination, like a surf and turf.
Right, right, right. Lots of vegan things. This is absolutely one of the best restaurants in South Jersey. As a matter of fact, I think it is one of the best, without a doubt. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, from 4 o'clock, is that what it is?
Yeah, 4 o'clock to 9, and you can call for reservation if you're not sure. It's 609-829-2129, and you always can get seating, and you will enjoy it. Of course, I'm one-man gang, so if I get jammed, like 50 people sitting there, it's going to take some time for me to take the order. But most of the time, I don't have any trouble because most of the people come in a different timing, like 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
Right.
This will make everything roll the right way.
Right. And you get your late birds and you get your early birds, both, because you have so many regulars. I'm going to try to come out there a lot more this year, man. I really am, because, you know, it's so great. And there's so many great things. You can go to Mohammed's every other week and all summer long, and you don't have to order the same thing, and it's all great and it's all reasonable. The huge, you don't see hardly anybody walk out of there without doggy bags because his portions are so big, but his prices are phenomenal for the kind of multi-course diner at his level of cuisine. I'm telling you. And you know, the beauty of it too is that it's not mobbed like the all the restaurants on the water in the summer are obnoxiously full of people. But this is really cool and mellow. And the only thing is, he's right, it takes time. So you should go out there prepared to hang out, have a drink or two, relax with your friends. Don't expect to get in and out of there. Don't go there if you want to go to an in and out place, you know. Go get some Popeye's chicken, no problem. It's good. But that's not the idea here, is it, Mohammed? This is you, one of the great chefs in New Jersey.
Thank you so much. Come on, I have to tell you something. I opened since 1988, and the people, three generation has been with me. And I'm excited to say I'm so happy. Three generation, the kids and the other kids are coming. So I've been there for a long time, since 1980, and I've been one style. It's me. I cook for everybody the same. I never change.
That's beautiful. That's such a beautiful thing. Mohammed, you are a true a legacy chef, and you're going to make gumbo for us on July 30th,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yes. Gumbo. I'll be there, and this time I have a hair. Last time I don't have a hair. Okay.
Everybody, nobody should take it for granted, because you can always blow it up. People came to me and said, "What was that one? That dark one?" I'm like, "That's Mohammed, man. Watch out for Mohammed, man." You know,
thank you so much. I'll be there. We're gonna have a lot of fun again. Thank you so much.
Always. All right, we'll see you out there on the. The weekend of 13th. June 5th, 6th, or 7th, and you're open every weekend. This Friday you'll be open on the 30th, I think it is, or the 29th, this Friday, and 4 to 9, the Golden Pyramid. And also, his wife is also part of the show. She's a character, Cindy. And she can enjoy her for entertainment while you're waiting for dinner.
Thank you, Carmen, so much.
Mohammed.
I love you too, buddy. Thank you so much. Say hi to everybody, Nancy. Thank you.
You got it. We'll see you. Everybody will be out. Take care.
Thank you, buddy, so much.
That's Mohammed from the Golden Pyramid. Truly a man who loves what he does. And it's so hard to find people so dedicated to their craft, to their art. And I definitely recommend reservations. However, there's always a table available. If you're hungry and it's 8:30, you get over there at 8:30, 8:45, and he will cook for you. And in the summer, sometimes we find ourselves in that situation. I want to thank our great friend, Rich Gerber. Rich Gerber is truly a dedicated servant of the public, an advisor with financial knowledge. And it goes so far. He just received his Medicare Master's certification. He knows exactly the ins and outs, the ups and downs of transitioning from commercial insurance to Medicare and Medicare supplements. This is a very slippery slope, as the lawyers say. There's a lot of people out there promising to give you stuff, and then you wind up with a crummy policy with very few choices when you could have had, Medicare, which is, a great, great form of insurance, but it requires supplement. Richard will work you through that. But even more than that, right now is a great time to see Richard because the rates are up. So, they were going down, and I was telling everybody, you should lock in with Richard before they go down. Well, if you didn't, or if you just had some money come in, for instance, a really good example is younger people who are trading stocks and making a lot of money trading stocks. Take some of that off the table and go over to Richard Gerber and get a MIGA or set something else for yourself. When I'm 40 years old, I want to buy, a house, on the ski slopes or near the water or whatever. Richard can make that happen. You go over and see him now, call him, he'll come to you. Richard Gerber, 609-653-9101, 327 Central Avenue. He's got so many certifications. He's a master in the annuities, stacking the annuities, taking care of your grandchildren, taking care of your family. And as I like to say, we can't really tell you. It would be so impressive if we could, how many well-known business people, judges, lawyers, doctors, are clients of Rich Gerber, who quietly takes very good care of them. And he knows quite a bit about wine as well on the side. Rich Gerber, thank you so much. Happy summertime. We're looking forward to seeing you. I'm going to call you up and say, we're doing a party. Come on, get over here and party with us. Summertime 2026. We are so proud that our phones, but more the social media now, are just blowing up because of the full announcement of the Creta Summer Concert Series. I can talk about it now in more definitive terms, but I want everybody to understand that, I'm 69, I'm going to be 70. I really want to do what I want to do. And what I want to do is not work for Live Nation, not be a buyer for talent in a casino. I want to be a guy who takes care of the musicians, not just the musicians here, but the musicians everywhere. And brings in the unbelievable talent and gives them the opportunity to be able to perform.
And we went out on a limb to do the five Monday night concerts. So this year at Kennedy Plaza, which, by the way, thanks to Mayor Marty Small and all the great people in the Atlantic City City Hall, the boardwalk's been rebuilt. We have a beautiful new stage. It's a world-class place. And I want you to understand that the proof that it's a world-class place is that wherever you go around the country, whether you're at the Jazz Fest in New Orleans, in the Caribbean, on the legendary Rhythm and Blues Cruise, at the Tampa Bay Festival, this weekend up at the Crawfish Festival in good old New Jersey, Essex County, Sussex County, New Jersey. When people see us, they come over and say thank you. We have people who are just amazed. And it is amazing because we're talking about 16 headline concerts for free all summer long, thanks to the CRETA, the City of Atlantic City, and all of our supporters and sponsors. You know, it's really amazing how much goes into it. Our group of volunteers, we could talk all night. We have people who have helped us for years, and we have people who are helping us every day. People like Laura Kiter now is working a lot, helping Nancy and me, putting these shows together, and others who have been doing it, John LaRoe and Cheryl Kirshner. There are just so many people. Michael Riley is, you know, we have a team of about 20 really great people that help us. Of course, Charlie Getz at Atlantic Media. But just listen to what we're, I just want to run through. I ran through it last week, so I'm just so proud of it. Indulge me. This is Tony Mark Presents Music, Food, Fun, and Travel. And this venue in Atlantic City is right down the street from where my father had his first Tony Mark luncheonette on the boardwalk. Where is it, Nancy? The street there on the other side of Mississippi Avenue. No, it's the other side where Trump Plaza was. Anyway, it's right there. You can see it from our venue, and it makes me so proud that we're doing this. And, you know, we're obviously not making a lot of money doing this, but thank God we don't need to make a lot of money doing this. We can devote so much of our time to it, and that's what we're doing. Columbia Place on the boardwalk. Nancy just told me that's where my father was. But, you know, the first show, the Tony Mart All-Stars Superstar Rock Tribute, we're talking about a dozen of the greatest players we have headlining, like Billy Walton, Patti Balbo, Danny Eyer, Patti Blee, who is one of the premier vocalists that we have, and the Tony Mart All-Stars, Jimmy Glenn and Rich Mega Hertz Kurtz, The Voice, Brian Conover, Big Bob, almost a dozen. And they'll be doing some of the, when I say the classic rock and roll superstars, you know, we're talking Stephen Stills, Neil Young, John Fogerty, Jimi Hendrix, Joe Walsh, the Eagles, Santana, Eric Clapton, Prince, Led Zeppelin. There are about a dozen. And we're bringing the women into it this year. So you'll have Janis Joplin, Joan Jett, and I think a Melissa Manchester. And also we're going to have a Linda Ronstadt, and just a great, great show that singles out the very best that ever played rock and roll. And that's just the start on June 24th. On July 1st is the show that I was just talking about, Anna Popovic and Fantastifunk. He was nominated for the Best Blues Rock Album of the Year. He was beaten by Buddy Guy and Tom Ambridge, who was opening up on the beach. So on the 12th of June, we have the guy who won the Best Blues Album of the Year. And on the boardwalk on July 1st, we have the woman who was nominated for the Best Blues Rock. On the 15th of July, we have a woman who's been nominated 5 times for Grammys and has won a ton of blues music awards in the Memphis Blues Hall of Fame, Jamaica Copeland, along with Soul Project NOLA, which is one of the hottest classic New Orleans funk bands. But another thing that really makes this interesting is we love bringing the generations together. You know, the great, most famous players in all of the world of jam rock, Americana rock, funk rock, they all look up to people like George Porter Jr., who's going to be there on the boardwalk on July 22nd. He was the king of Jazz Fest, King George. But one of these young players who's absolutely broken out and become very big nationally is a great guitarist named Brian Murray, who plays with Dogs in a Pile, which is absolutely, as I was saying earlier, one of the best bands that I've heard come out. And he has agreed to be a guest star with my next guest's band, Ocean Avenue Stompers, which is a New Orleans funk, if Jersey was able to drink the New Orleans and spew it out with a street beat on the second line, that's what you would have, Ocean Avenue Stompers. And that's thanks to this great young man who is the leader of that band, great trombone player, singer, and songwriter. He does the whole thing, arranges the horns. Ian Gray, how's it going, my friend?
Great, Carmen. How you doing today?
Well, we're having fun talking about all of this. That is, when you think about what we're doing on July 1st on the boardwalk with Anna Popovic, Howard Isaacson is going to be her guest star, and then you with the Ocean Avenue Stompers, Brian Murray, who I just love the way he plays. I'm so happy you got Brian Murray as your guest star from Dogs in a Pile. That's an amazing package, and it's free.
How about it? Where else are you going to get it? Nowhere.
I want you to tell us a little bit about the stuff you're going to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, we're going to be mixing in some of the classic New Orleans second line feel, but I think we're going to have a good, fun, different show with featuring Brian on guitar. He's so into so many different influences from, you know, the Dead to like guitar savants like Tommy Emmanuel. And like, it's just going to be a cool night. Very guitar filled, and the ideas are already flowing. So we're really looking forward to July 1st down there in Atlantic City on the boards with you.
Fourth time, huh? Fourth time. That's great, man. The last time you were down, you had two of the other guys from Dogs in a Pile. They are a great group that demands a really big price across the country. But the kids themselves, the musicians, the artists, the young artists, they just want to come and enjoy that vibe with us. We're going to have to get them over to Summers Point as well as Atlantic City. We're talking about 4 years in a row now we've been at or near the top in the nation in Summers Point at the Legacy Concerts on the beach. But people are really, I know you've seen the buzz out there about our lineup. And I don't want to forget to mention Fab Benoit,
in between these shows, you know, the Tony Mart All-Stars, Anna Popovic and the Ocean Avenue Stompers with Brian Murray from Dogs in a Pile. You have Tab Benoit and then Shamika Copeland, who also has become a world-famous blues, her own show on Sirius Radio. She's so great. And then George Porter Jr., he was the king of Jazz Fest. That was so cool, Ian. He was the king. King George of Jazz Fest. Right?
Always. No one does it better than George, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, so what are you looking forward to? What your stuff, two horns, and then you'll have two guitars because you have the guest star?
That's right. We'll have Ryan Gregg on keys and vocals and yeah, it's going to be a blast.
Let's not forget Gregg.
That's for sure.
Gregg is one of the, what's his full name, Gregg?
Ryan Gregg.
Ryan Gregg.
You know, the two first names, that always throws you.
Right. Ryan Gregg, right. Ryan Gregg, he's a super, super great player and a great guy. What a show that is going to be. But the whole thing, I mean, you know, John Papa Grows is coming up with George, and we're just going to do everything, you know. And I'll tell you something really cool. You'll like this, Ian. We're going to do the Levon Helm song. Of course, you know my history with Levon Helm and Tony Marks and everything. Hurricane. And they're talking about how New Orleans may have to save itself from the water. And, of course, Hurricane is the famous song. We all got to sing it together up there on the 22nd and on the 24th on the beach. They're coming for two nights. One show in each venue. It takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans, right? That's the song.
That's right. Yes, indeed. And,
that's what we do, is we celebrate that culture. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to us? New Orleans music, it's really one of the basic DNAs of what you do as an artist.
Mm. Yeah, man. It's, and I was just, we had an article come out today with Jay Lustig on the NJ stage. You know, we're talking
right.
Crawfish and AC and, you know,
right.
I like to hit on the parallels of, you know, the way the Jersey Shore shares the Hurricane, you know, brotherhood, right. Sisterhood with New Orleans. You know, it is going to take a lot of water to, you know, it might raise our houses a little bit, but, you know, it's going to take a lot of water to have us go anywhere. But, you know, the Atlantic City Boardwalk stage, Kennedy Plaza, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's a great ambiance. And you have the dunes behind us, and the classic convention hall. And so easy for people to just park underneath Convention Hall. It's like $10. Just drive to Mississippi Avenue and drive under the Boardwalk Hall, the old Convention Hall, which is now the Boardwalk Hall. And we're performing right in front of that. Plus, we have the Beverage Garden, which certainly makes it nice. Compliments of Circle Liquor Store, because it all funds Tony Mark Cares, Inc., which is what we do in order to take care of the musicians and take care of people who need help and recognize them. You've been a part of those benefits before. It's really a community. And you're a part of our community in Atlantic County, just like your Ocean County home in Asbury Park.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. We love it, and we love telling the story. You know, we're busy talking about the Stone Pony when we're up in Asbury Park and Ocean County, but I love telling the stories of the legacy of Tony Martz, the band, Levon Helm, the stories that you share with me. It's, you know, it's part of rock and roll Jersey history, and it's, you know, it's what we're doing every time we come down playing with you guys. It's a legacy, and it's amazing to be considered a part of that family.
And Michael Arnone has a tremendous festival. I'm so happy that he chose to have the Ocean Avenue Stompers as part of his Crawfish Festival this year. When are you performing? You're performing twice?
We're performing Sunday on the main stage at 11:30 a.m.
And we got to get our butts over there early for that.
It's gonna be a crazy night. Bonorama plays the night before, starting at 10:30. So it's gonna be crazy.
wild. And are you playing Friday night as well?
We're not actually. Friday is my wife's birthday. We're gonna go visit Mark Pender, and we're gonna head up to Brooklyn and go see They Might Be Giants up there Friday night
in
Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, great.
Yeah, go see some of, the They Might Be Giants with Horns is great. But, Friday night is definitely not a night to miss at the Crawfish Fest with Johnny Sansone and Joe Crown's trio with Papa Molly and Amanda Shaw. Right. Friday night up there is going to, the whole weekend is kick. But Johnny's back at the festival kicking things off Saturday. And I'll be up with Soul Project, so I'll be playing the festival twice. I'll be up there by Saturday morning playing with Soul Project.
Soul Project NOLA on Saturday. Now they're coming to play for us with Shamika Copeland on July 15th. So, the point that I keep trying to make is that thanks to the CRETA, the funding, and the City of Atlantic City, and people that have helped us for 15 years. Frank Formica and I started this thing 15 years ago. Doug Deutsch, the publicist, called me today and said, when did Tab Benoit play in Atlantic City? I said, he played a Monday night concert with Billy Walton the same time we had Charlie Daniels Band on the beach. It was about 10 years ago, but I don't know. I don't even remember what date it was, but that's the way we've been rolling, and we need great young artists like you and Dogs in a Pile to keep this rolling. Those guys are really very cool, and they love, even though they've met with so much success nationally, they just want to come and be a part of all of this, don't they?
That's for sure. I mean, and it's crazy thinking about, being down there 10 years ago. I mean, I remember that, and, Billy Walton. I remember going out to see Tab and, going out to see Royal Southern Brotherhood. Seeing Mike Zito, Devin Allman, Jan Rico, rest his soul, and Charlie Wooten. What a great, this is the Dogs in a Pile guys, have heard of, that super group, and Cyril, and it's just amazing.
Right.
Thinking about all the things that have happened, that stories that they've heard of, and it's great
Porter
to be
Jr.
bringing it back.
We're going to have George Porter Jr. He was King George of the Jazz Fest. I mean, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Grammy Lifetime Achievement, founded the Meters, played all those years next to one of the greatest keyboard players in history, a guy named Art Neville.
That's
this
right.
is New Orleans royalty. This guy walks on the water. He's King George, and he's coming to perform with us. We are so lucky, aren't we? The 22nd of July. Listen, Ian, I'll see you up there Saturday with Soul Project NOLA. They were Walter Wolfman Washington's band, and with horns like Ian Gray. Saturday, you said you're going to play with them?
Yeah, they hit at 1:00. So they're right. You can get up there and catch Johnny Sansone, and then right after, you got Soul Project, and then Rockadopsy. You got Rebirth Brass Band, Samantha Fish, Honey Island Swamp Band, and it's funny because Sunday we're playing right before John Papa Grow, so that's going to be great to.
So we are really
going to be great to catch him.
A part of the whole thing, the Atlantic City Boardwalk, the Summers Point Beach. We are part of all of this circuit, whether it's Jazz Fest or wherever around the country it is.
This weekend it'll be the Sussex County Fairgrounds with the great, great Ocean Avenue Stompers and one of New Jersey's most popular, hottest young guitarists as a guest star, Brian Murray from Dogs in a Pile. That will be July 1st, and we really, really love it and thank you for it. And we'll see you with Soul Project this weekend.
Yes, indeed. Can't wait, Carmen. Let's party. Let's get some Boudin in and some.
You got it. You got it. We want some of that catfish with the crawfish etouffee on top of it. All right.
I'm ready. I'm waiting for the sign that says Crawfish Monica. I'm in. Let's go.
Yeah, I managed to stuff two bowls of that down this week in the Blues tent. I just sat there watching the Blues. And eating, you know, Nancy's only good for a half a bowl, but I had to eat the rest of it. love you, man. Take care of yourself. God bless you.
You too. Take care. See y'all soon. See you at a show. Come support live local music.
You got it. Ian Gray, Ocean Avenue Stompers, great young talent. And he is a producer. He is really very accomplished in the business part of all of this. I want to thank Circle Liquor Store. I talked with Chester Malloy, who is the wine master at Circle Liquor Store. Next week, we're going to have the wine goddess on, and we're going to talk more about the French wines. But Chet gave me a couple of really, really great deals that he has on wines from Burgundy that are very, very, very popular wines now. they've always been premier wines, but because of certain technical, you know, Chet is so good at knowing, identifying, and using for our benefit these changes in the laws and the classifications of wines over in France. Because of a certain declassification, he has a Chardonnay from Bourgogne Chardonnay. This is all Burgundy wine we're talking about from the province of Burgundy. This is a beautiful, high-end Chardonnay, like Noirsault, or Noirceau. My French is terrible. Noirceau. It's a $34 retail French Chardonnay. When you open this wine up, and I think I'm going to make some seafood and pasta in a velouté sauce tonight. We might need some of this wine. $26.99 at Circle. We're talking about fine, fine Chardonnay. Chardonnay that is comparable to a French Chardonnay that you would buy for hundreds of dollars. But Circle, he was saying at $34, it's a great deal, but he's got it at $26.99. And then also the Nichols Cabernet from the Napa Valley. This is another one of these deals where Chet is just buying overflow lots directly from this Napa Valley. And this is a $50 cab, Napa cab, for $30. The Nichols Cabernet Sauvignon. It's associated with a big name vintner who you would know immediately, but we're not allowed to say that name on the radio because it's part of the deal. That Chet gets it at this price, but he doesn't sell it at the same, the fancy wine price is it's really tremendous deal that Chet has going. And, you know, it's right now it's rosé time, of course. Over 40 rosés from Provence, south of France, at Circle Liquor Store. You can find some really, really good ones. And also, we're going to get into the Prosecco's, of course, the Bel Casal, always chilled. That's a great thing if you're headed for the beach, for a little picnic, for a hangout, and you're just, you know, cruising, you want to get something quick, get Bel Casal Prosecco for like $15.99. It is a terrific, terrific Prosecco. Go perfectly with any kind of late nosh that you might have. But we're also going to start talking about the, we're going to specialize in aperitifs, focus on aperitifs. And we're going to do combinations of aperitifs, one with Chambord raspberry liqueur, one with a blood orange liqueur that Chet has, and one with limoncello. People love, and you know, when I say aperitifs, what we're going to be doing basically is the liqueur and some ice, and then lots of great sparkling wine. I think we're going to do one with the Prosecco, and we'll probably do one with one of the excellent champagnes from Napa or from Sonoma, several different things. Look for that. We're going to have fun with it. We're going to bring it out next week with the Wine Goddess. And, of course, she still has a lot of information about all of these great wines that she tasted over there in the areas of France that she visited, and some really beautiful things from Le Havre. Also, we want to make sure that everyone knows that the Circle has a huge selection of all these things that people want. The bourbons, over 200 bourbons, a whole aisle of tequilas, a huge amount of vodkas to make all kinds of neat martinis and cosmos. And, you know, we can also hit some vodka in those, on those aperitifs. That's fun. You know, Matt, you start with a little blood orange and add some vodka and then hit it with a nice medium sparkling wine. This is what summer fun is all about. And we're going to be talking more about that. You know, Circle has a huge section of the latest cocktails in a can, the latest seltzers, and microbrews, and if they don't have something you want, they will get it very quickly. They have huge purchasing power and tremendous respect. As soon as one of the managers, whether it's Chet or JM or Jordan, pick up the phone and call the sales reps, they get delivery as quickly as possible. So, you want to enjoy Circle Liquor Store 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. And that's a perfect thing to get ready to have a good time. We're going to throw a party at the North End Cafe, and we want to invite everybody to reach out to us and conclude your sponsorship of the Legacy Concerts on the Beach in Summers Point. Just send a note to TonyMartPresents@gmail.com. $500 sponsorships. Two people can get together and each kick in a couple of $100, all the way up to $5,000 sponsorship. corporate sponsorships and even the title sponsorship. It's all available, and we want everybody to help us, because also in Summers Point, we are killing it. So we'll look for you. We want everybody to enjoy. If you haven't made serious plans, come to the Crawfish Festival this weekend. We'll be there, and come and see us, and off we go here at Michael Arnone's Crawfish Festival. We'll see you then. We'll see you next week. And until we see you, let the good times roll.
The preceding program was paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents.